In today's Change Through Pain podcast episode, I share a story of being out on the road, exploring the world, spending time in solitude, in nature, and exploring who I am and what I desire out of life. And suddenly, out of nowhere, something steps in front of me and is crossing the road, and I am not sure if I'm going to make it or not. So today's episode is that story and the lesson that I learned from that story and how I applied it to my life to becoming my best self. Let's get started.
I am still in Utah. I'm headed to Arches National Park. Gonna spend the night somewhere in Moab, boondocking yet again. Met some great folks today who were also doing the same, sleeping out of the back of a truck, and built his own little custom bed, slide outs, etc. They cooked some food, they shared it with me, they shared a Topo Chico with me, which is one of my favorite drinks. And right next to us, somebody else pulls up, and they had a custom Ford Econoline, four-wheel drive, all just completely decked out. It's what I was looking for before I bought this minivan. Yes, I'm driving a soccer mom van, as you might say. The air is very dry out here, and my nose is really just completely dry. So I don't know if I sound strange, but I hear myself and it sounds strange. So I want to talk about distractions. And so I get distracted on my phone. I'm trying to find a gas station because I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and now I'm at half a tank, and you just got to be careful out here. So I'm looking at my phone a little bit on my Gas Buddy app while I'm driving. There's nobody out here. It's a straight road, and you know how you just kind of drive a little time, and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't even remember that last 5-10 miles. Or 5 or 10 minutes. And I look up, and there is a cow, a big, giant cow in my lane. And, you know, I just have to react quickly. So I let off the gas. I didn't slam on the brakes. I let off the gas. And the cow slows just enough to where it doesn't go all the way in the next lane, and I'm able to go around it. And that basically woke me up because I was distracted, and that could have been a very bad situation. I could have died. So I just want to talk about distractions and how distractions can keep us from focusing on being present and what the purpose is for us right now in this moment and what our purpose is here on this earth. And if you're constantly distracting yourself with, I don't know, Netflix, alcohol, relationships, sex, pornography, whatever it is that you're using to distract yourself and is keeping you from accomplishing your purpose, you need to take a pause and reflect and ask yourself, is this distraction the best for me? And could this put me in a bad place and potentially hurt me or hurt others? And I think it's important to reflect on this today because from my distraction while I was driving, which you should not do what I was doing while you're driving. I should have pulled over. I should have figured out before I went. But that could have changed everything for me. It could have changed everything for my family. I could have been gone, and for something that just wasn't that important at that moment, and I should have made a better decision. So think about that in your own life, apply it to your own life, and if you have some distraction, some addiction in your life that's keeping you distracted from living your purpose, your best life, consider eliminating that from your life or changing the way you pursue that distraction and make more time for figuring out what it is that is your purpose and passion, and pursue that. And I tell you, that's what's going to bring happiness for you, not the distraction, not the addiction. So everybody be safe today. Stay blessed. I love you all. Take care. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to the Change Through Pain podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. As a men's coach, my mission is to empower men to have confidence, be disciplined, and live on purpose with passion. If you're a man who desires to replace current habits that are keeping you stuck by creating new habits that will transform your mental, physical, financial, and relational health, this program is for you. The first program I offer is a strategy session to sit down and unpack one challenge you're currently facing. The second program I offer is the Empower Hour. It's a 1-hour video chat and will focus on one area of your life you're unsatisfied with and help you determine a measurable action plan. The third program I offer is 30-Day Power Up. It's a 4-week high-intensity wake-up call. And the final one is the Man on a Mission. That is the signature program that will take you from where you are now and create the life you desire in 15 weeks. If you're interested in any of these, please learn more by visiting changethroughpain.com.